Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what do you think went right in 2020?
Well, I guess music went right, sort of.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, everything else has gone wrong.
Okay, Patrick, before we get started with the topic at hand today, at least since we're talking about listener contributions to the show, this would be a good time to give some shout-outs to some new patrons.
Yeah.
How about we do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've gotten a few lately, and kind of so many that I need to do a better job of updating our records. I may be giving people a second shout-out here,
couple
of them, maybe, because I didn't mark them off maybe last time, or maybe this is the first one. I don't know. I want to be sure.
Double shout-out than no shout-out at all, for
that's
sure.
That's right. It's one of the things we promise, you know, you get a little mention here on the show. So, let me just mention these folks. Daniel Hamilton of Plant City, Florida.
Excellent. Welcome, Mr. Hamilton.
Yeah. We also have a new patron that's just listed as Frank Muffin.
Oh, sweet.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
So that would be the band.
Yes.
The band Frank Muffin out of Indiana. And it's Hans and Brittany. So thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Frank Muffin.
Really appreciate that.
And they also have recorded our new theme music.
Amazing. So we should be paying them. Should be the other way around.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Gerald Chazinski out of Ontario, Canada.
Yes. Love Gerald.
And
here's
one I know has not gotten a shout out yet. This is a brand new patron. Greg from Poland is now
outstanding. That makes me happy.
Now a patron.
That really makes me smile. It was so wonderful to hear him and just such a thrill. And I'm sorry again that we made him almost fall off a ladder. And I'm glad he's okay.
He's fine. As long as his credit card's working.
Yeah.
And, we're happy about that too. No. We kid. Greg from Poland. That's awesome. And then Jason Goebel out of New York.
Oh, okay.
Is another
fantastic.
Patron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that gets us caught up on the shout outs. And for people who want to be like these folks and support the show, you do get some extra stuff. You get some access to like our Friday Night Hootenanny videos, for example. You get that.
Those are fun.
You get you get some other behind the scenes videos as I get around to posting them. You get some uncut interviews sometimes when we do interviews with people. A lot of times we'll just make a cut, an unedited cut that goes up on the Patreon. If you want to hear all of the mistakes we make and all of that stuff, you can get that. And then just some other fun things from time to time. So the way you get involved in this is you go to patreon.com/suburbspod.
Right. That is it. So thanks Jason, Greg, all you guys for doing that. It means a lot. We do put in a lot of work and it does mean a lot to us, and the interns and allows us to keep the show running do a lot of things that would be hard to do if we were just fronting this up ourselves. So we really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It helps me keep Shadow swimming in bones. There you go.
Right.
I don't. We actually use it mostly for expenses for the for the podcast.
That's right. Yeah. Website stuff and shipping and all that good stuff.
Right. Yep. Okay. So let's move on. By the way, the show is called Rockin' the Suburbs, and I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we just talk about music. And what we do every January is we have people call in and tell us about their favorite song or album or both from the previous year. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're in the middle of right now. And let me get my notes and see who's up next on the list. Okay, here we go. Caller one for today.
Hello, Pat and Jim and interns. This is Mark Neese calling from Okemos, Michigan. Just calling in to discuss my favorite album of 2020. I'm going to go with, and this might be recency bias, but I'm going to go with The New OK by Drive-By Truckers. DBT released a couple of great albums this year. The year was bookended by The Unraveling and The New OK. They're one of my favorite bands of all time. And the most recent album, I think, is the best one that they've released this year of the two. It's got a good raw sound that I enjoy, and songs with very emotional lyrics. I love the songwriting of Patterson Hood in particular, and there's one song I'd point you to, which is Watching the Orange Skies, which is a song that Patterson wrote about the Portland, Oregon unrest that took place in the summer, and it's got some very powerful lyrics. One in particular about him watching the the orange skies in the distance of the violence taking place, and not wanting to, or trying to decide whether he should wake up his children or not, not wanting to do it, not wanting to expose them to, the horrors going on in the distance. And it's just very powerful. I listened to the song on the way home from work a couple days ago and just about lost it driving home. So anyway, yeah, Drive-By Truckers, the new OK. It's hard to choose a favorite album this year. There's so many good ones that came out, but that's the one I'm going to go with. So thank you, and thanks for a great year. Thanks for getting me through everything this year, and I'm wishing all of us a better 2021.
All right. Thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Very eloquently stated, Mark, and it's great to hear from you. And, when I hear a story like that, Jim, about, a moment in the car when a song just kind of gets you, that's happened to me too. It's a really powerful thing. And it can be very moving. My advice always is to try to pull off to the side at the first chance so you don't have an accident. Right. But that's a great way to describe why you chose something and how it connects to you so powerfully. That really hits me. Nice anecdote.
Yeah, very nice. Interesting thing on Drive-By Truckers. I mean, they've been around for a long time, mm-hmm. and they ended up putting out two albums,
yeah.
as Mark mentioned, in 2020. And what I find so interesting about that is the first one that came out at the beginning of the year was like before the pandemic, right? And it was really a commentary on just sort of, more like sort of socio-political commentary on this country.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's as soon as, the pandemic hit and people were really feeling the tough times, even though it wasn't written about that, it seemed to hold sort of even more relevance to people. And then they do a pandemic record. They do a real one,
yeah.
The new OK, which yeah. is really all about the kind of stuff that's happened since then. So,
right. And it includes at the end the... the requisite sort of, pandemic cover. But for them, I guess it's the song they've been playing live a long time. Their cover of the Ramones, the KKK Took My Baby Away. So.
Right. So there's a lot of things on, the racial matters of this country in this as well, which was... So anyway, there's two albums of really good music out there is what I'm trying to say that are very timely and relevant. So check those out if you can. The song that Mark wanted to highlight, it's actually called Watching the Orange Clouds.
Okay.
And, let's hear a little bit of that right now.
Go ahead and holler for help. No one's gonna save you. The voices that were hard to protect only betray you. Now it seems it's all going down. I'm just standing on the balcony outside of town, watching the orange clouds. Kids are in their bedrooms asleep, and I don't want to wake them from some dreams that I hope are sweet. The days have shaken them, walking in our daydreams, needing some awakening from the privilege of skin in the sea. At the table that's awaiting them across the burnt side.
All right, that's very touching. It's the first time I've heard that song.
Really nice. Mm-hmm.
I listened to that first album that I mentioned that came out the beginning of 2020, but this one I didn't really give much of a shot. I think, I'm sure I listened to a couple of the songs, but I think that's the first time I heard that particular song, and that is really good, so I need to go back and revisit this.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, really nice. And, you know, I was thinking, too, the wildfires that ravaged the West Coast is another element. Too. Right. Yeah, exactly. So that all fits together in that. So wonderful choice, Mark.
It's a crazy year. Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Mark Neese. Okay. Here is caller number two today.
Okay.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow listeners. This is Eric Lorenz from Lincoln, Illinois, where we've been proudly bear-free for as long as folks can remember. I'm calling to tell you about my favorite album and favorite song from one of my least favorite years, 2020. Both of these releases established themselves as my favorites early in the year, and neither one of them was ever dethroned. My favorite album of 2020 is Everything Else Has Gone Wrong by Bombay Bicycle Club. This album was released in mid-January and was their first release in 6 years. The album was produced by John Congleton, who has worked with just about everybody. What I like about this album is that it seems both familiar and new at the same time. The melodies are catchy, and there are plenty of interesting touches throughout the album that hold up to repeated listens. The album opener, Get Up, starts off with a processed keyboard and saxophone loop that sound proggy to me, but overall this is definitely an indie rock album. Elsewhere I hear parts that sound like MGMT's first album and mid-period Kaiser Chiefs. The vocals sound to me like Snow Patrol by way of Modest Mouse, just one of the many well-known bands that John Congleton has worked with. Some of my favorite songs on the album include the first three tracks, Get Up, Is It Real, and the title track. Other favorites include Good Day and I Worry About You, but I have to say that this is a strong album from start to finish. My favorite song of 2020 is commonly known by the band People Years out of Birmingham, Alabama. I first heard this song back in February and it's stuck with me ever since. This is power pop with a psychedelic edge. I really love the upbeat tempo of this song and the interplay between the guitar and keyboards. The song and the album as a whole remind me of Tame Impala around the time of Lonerism. So, those are my picks for 2020. Keep on rocking the suburbs, and here's to a better 2021, although admittedly the bar is set kind of low. Thanks for all you do, and be good, everybody.
All right, that was a great call.
Really great.
We love Eric, and
we do.
Thanks very much for all you do, Eric, as well, because we know you have been hard at work with you know, some of the crisis that has happened last year. So, and helping out with that. So thank you very much for that. And okay, so Eric went with both album and song, which is completely allowed under the bylaws of Rock in the Suburbs. Let's start with the album, Bombay Bicycle Club. All right.
Yeah.
Everything Else Has Gone Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned a number of different songs to listen to, but he didn't really state a strong preference on any of them, so why don't we just go with the title track?
Sounds good.
All right, that is cool. Bombay Bicycle Club.
Very cool. And, you know, I think Eric hit on something when he said it feels both new and familiar at the same time. Yeah. That's a cool feeling when you get that. You know, it's sort of like takes you a step beyond, you know, being right in your comfort zone or being in your wheelhouse. You know what I mean? It gives you an interesting element. I think there's a lot to that assessment and the fact that, you know, he picked up on that. So that's really cool.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't know if we've talked about Bombay Bicycle Club in
the past. Not much, I don't think.
They're a good indie band. Yeah. And, but you know what it always reminds me of? When I was a kid in Toledo, Ohio, there was a restaurant called Bombay Bicycle Club.
Was it really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Long before the band. And I believe it was a chain. But it wasn't Indian food. It was just like American Bar and Grill
kind of
place. You know what I mean? Like an Applebee's kind of thing or something
weird.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They had a lot of bike knickknacks on the wall or something.
I think they did.
Interesting.
It was over by the big mall, the mall where I used to go to the, you know, and hang out and get my Orange Julius and go to the record shop and the record store and the arcade and all that stuff. It was over in like, you know, so you can imagine the kind of place I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah.
But, isn't that weird? That's all I got to say.
It's that is very cool.
Okay. I have to say, I'm sure, you know, the band is way cooler than the restaurant was. Let's just say that. Okay. Now, this next one I'm not familiar with. People Years?
Yeah. Not familiar with them at all either.
Okay. And the song, his favorite song, is Commonly Known. That is People Years. They're out of Birmingham, Alabama, and this looks like their first album, Animalism.
Okay.
And I would also say this is another one of those bands that does not have a lot of followers on
streaming. Okay, cool.
So go out and support them, people.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that a lot. It had a nice kind of chugging guitar underpinning that I always go for, so that was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and really nice song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to do one more call today.
Okay.
Happy New Year to everyone in the Rock and the Suburbs community, everyone around the world. Happy New Year, Jim and Patrick, to the faithful and hardworking interns. Happy New Year. This is Tim Hoffman calling from Centerville, Virginia, with my son playing drums in the background there. Happy New Year. Here's my pick for my favorite album of 2020. Stephen Malkmus's March 2020 release of his album titled Traditional Techniques. This album is just fantastic, first and foremost because of the instruments that Stephen Malkmus and the bandmates play on this record. A lot of folk music sounds, woodwinds, percussion, and some other string instruments from around the world. A lot of Balkan instruments and percussion instruments from Africa, Afghanistan, lap steels, pedal steels, you name it, dobros, and Malkmus's signature electric guitar. Standout tracks include the second track titled Christian Man, spelled X-I-A-N, Christian Man, and the final track, Amberjack. Love this record. Great guitar solo on Christian Man. My pick for 2020. This is Tim Hoffman signing out. Peace, everyone. Stay safe. Love y'all.
All right. We love the drum.
That was great. Yeah. It was almost a built-in background, like Walt Falconer's got his jams going when he
More
calls
of that.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And as I've said before, and as we've said before, we really appreciate Tim being part of our community. It's one of the greatest, things that happened to us. One of the many, and it's great to know him and just be a part of this. His passion for music is very serious and deep, and for all things artistic. So it's great. I think we may have hit on this just briefly, Jim. We have not given the credence, I think, that Malcolmus's solo work deserves. Oh. I mean, he's quietly been building an amazing catalog of albums. You know, he's consistent with them. He's got interesting approaches. You know, they may not all be 100%, crushing hits, but man, there's some fantastic stuff on them. And you kind of forget that they're all out there. It's kind of mind blowing.
Oh, totally. Totally. I think we have touched on this before. It's amazing to me as someone who I think this is true for you too, is kind of at just the right age for when like Pavement hit,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Because I was like in my 20s and maybe sort of graduating out of some other just kind of more basic,
yeah,
more basic like rock interest and into something a little bit, more complicated,
yep,
or complex, right?
Yep,
anyway,
totally.
Pavement just like boom at the right time.
Yeah.
But then you think like, well, that's all well and good, but it's sort of like of its time and they can't sustain that or whatever. But
yep,
Malcolmus has had an amazing solo career.
He really has.
Continuing in some way. I think some of these records are just as good, you know, right up there with the Pavement catalog. So
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we did play once, I'm looking this up, we did play once that song Christian Man that Tim mentioned back on a new music episode in April.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we hear the other song
okay,
that he liked? It was Amberjack.
In a way, life's impossibly strange. Strike a deal with the bird stuck in your hand. If you leave me, please return. I'm still into watching bridges burn. Miss you more. Life itself don't miss anything at all, that's just the way it is. Naturalistic news, queering the headlines and clearing rooms. Jack, let's throw it back.
All right, that's a really nice song.
Yeah, lovely. And there's a great example. I mean, it's not like he just went out and made solo albums that sort of extended on the Pavement themes. I mean, he's done things all over the place. It's amazing.
Totally. All over the place. You're absolutely right. But you can still always feel the connection in some way. There's a
That's right.
There's a certain heart in his music that I think really comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to describe, but
well said. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I totally do.
He's
It is that kind of heart, that kind of beating underneath everything that ties it together. Yeah, you're right.
I think
sign of a great artist. I think
you know what? If somebody out there your Netflix or what have you really wanted a really good, like really good and like cool and relevant, like music variety show, Yeah. I think Steve Malkmus is your host.
There you go.
That's what I think. Because you're right. He's sort of like, he can relate to just about anything.
Yeah. And he's in some got a very sly sense of humor, too.
That's right. Yeah. There's your guy. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. We're running a little long. We'll hit up some more listener calls tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, everybody who's called in.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And, of course, we forget to mention this. Other people, when they call in, do mention this, but we forget. This would be a perfect time to really be listening frequently, right?
Yes, every day.
Every day.
This is definitely a time to listen to every day.
Yeah. Okay, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Plant City. I don't know where that
is.
Yeah, I don't know. I obviously, based on, was it yesterday we were talking about
Clearwater?
My Florida geography is very poor. Well, I know where Miami is. Key West. That's about it.
I think Plant City is or was a spring training site.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it is. Oh,
Grapefruit
it's near
League?
Grapefruit League.
Okay.
Yeah. It's close to Lakeland, which I know is central, and mm-hmm. Lakeland is where the Detroit Tigers have their spring training.
Nice.
And I want to say, I don't want to say because I don't know, but I think there was a team that used to train in Plant City.
Okay.
Anyway,